What the study suggests is that people might be able to learn emotions of love and kindness just like they might train themselves to be good at playing an instrument or sport. UW-Madison psychiatry professor Richard Davidson measured the impacts of so-called compassion meditation by looking at changes in the brain while sounds were used to stimulate emotion in study participants.
For example, the sound of a woman screaming, we were able to then look at the brain activity elicited in response to the sound when a person was meditating and also when a person was just in their usual baseline state.
Researchers detected varying degrees of brain changes in all those who meditated, even those who'd just learned. Whether compassion meditation could overcome a traumatic upbringing or history of violence is an open question, according to Davidson.
There is a little bit of evidence to show that meditation that is similar to this, that has been tried in the penal system with individuals who've been incarcerated for violent crimes, it appears to have some beneficial behavioral effects, at least in the short term.
What researchers don't know is whether those effects last long term and whether they might prevent recidivism. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.